This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Yes!
Highway to hell.
Yeah!
Was a sick moment.
Can you remind me? Oh.
Vinny!
Hey, Yuzi. Can you remind me to ask Michael Martin if we can do that every Friday?
Well, you know, just ask him to it.
Choose her own playlist.
Well, yeah. Just listen, as long as we stay number one, I think we're okay.
So then,
don't tell him. He's probably still asleep. Don't wake him up.
No. That dude is not asleep.
No.
But he's off on Fridays, so maybe we can
still
get him.
Sitting there with five radios on, you know it.
Exactly.
Well, then let's ask him.
Okay.
Go about it the right way. Like good little doobies.
Doobies?
What?
Weed? What?
Yep.
Anyway, that was fun. Thank you.
That was fun.
I was dancing the entire time.
I was totally thinking as you were like, all right, let's get this. I thought.
I know.
You can't go into that song.
I'm like, oh, man.
I'm
so glad you cut that
off.
Someone goes, 650, oh, my God, you guys, just what I needed. I'm awake now. Best drive to work on Friday ever.
All right, let's play. Now let's do the montage. Actually, let's just save that for 7 o'clock.
I danced for 4 minutes straight.
I know.
Oh, my God.
You got your computer fixed.
Oh, I did. Talk. Thank you, Talk.
Great.
Oh, yeah. Great. We don't have to buy a new one. It's great news.
Although I was noticing you have a new top on.
Your top. Oh, yes, I do. This is one of my... Thank you
I
so
like
much.
It.
This is one of my new tops.
I thought so. It looks great.
You look great.
I love the...
You're still burning us this weekend, but you look great.
I know.
That's
true. I know.
Total burn.
Oh, I played you. Love you.
I played that, actually.
Well, I could have played it. I pushed go, I think, or something. I don't know.
I feel like I didn't do anything.
I feel like I was partially responsible for that.
I don't even know. You're like, are you playing it or I play? I was like, I'm already playing it. What are you talking about?
I found it. It's in the library, so I was going to play it. And I'm like, oh, shoot, did I just accidentally start that up and I can't find it over here on the log? All right, everybody,
we
look.
We have to do the mixtape tour now?
We do. Right. We're going to mix it up.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, Vinny, way to get us back on track. Front row tickets, you guys. We're counting down to the mixtape tour. The countdown tour, countdown mixtape tour ends now with first row tickets. I must be in the front row. Yep.
Sounds like you've said that before. You really are. You say that with conviction.
Sound like angry slut.
Push it.
Those are the best kind, Sarah.
Yeah.
I am. Stop
not
telling
real
me
good,
what
though.
To do.
Push it real good. Mixtape tour. New Kids on the Block, Salt and Peppa. Naughty by Nature, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson.
Oh. Hey.
And you must be in the front row.
Ho. Ho.
Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697. Front row tickets to the mixtape tour. That's this coming Wednesday because May 29th is right around the corner at the SAP Center. You want to go? Call now. Brandon's answering the phones. Okay, it's time to play a game. Oh, no, hold on. Is there? Yeah. Yes, it is.
Is it or not? Is it? No
sponsor.
Is it or not?
I just looked to see if there's a sponsor.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's time to play a game. James Holzhauer's on a tear on Jeopardy, Vin.
Mm.
But he doesn't get every question right. If you can get two of these questions he got wrong right, and I think you can, I'm going to give you $5.
All right.
question number one. And actually, let's see. If you guess the thing that he guessed, I'll give you half a point.
All right.
So you got to wind up with 2 points total. A 2016 interview with this Batman actor found him looking sad. The internet then made him the meme we deserve. Answer in the form of a question, please.
Can I hear the question one more time, please?
A 2016 interview with this Batman actor found him looking sad. The internet then made him the meme we deserve.
Who is Ben Affleck?
That is correct. All right, hold on. How am I going to keep track of this? Right, wrong. Yes. James answered, James Helshauer, tearing it up. James answered, who's Christian Bale? That was not the correct answer.
Oh.
These are...
He missed it?
These are all questions that James Holzhauer has gotten wrong.
Okay.
Can Vinny get them right?
Of course, Vinny can.
Frank O'Hara's most famous poem is The Day Lady Died, in which he reads about this jazz singer's death in 1959.
Oh, God. Please read the question one more time.
Frank O'Hara's most famous poem is The Day Lady Died, in which he reads about this jazz singer's death in 1959. Answer in the form of a question, please.
I don't know. Who is Dusty Springfield?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Is that a person? Did I even get close?
The correct answer was, who is Billie Holiday?
I knew it!
The answer...
I was all in my head. I'm all, Lady Sings the Blues. Da-da-da. What's her name?
Yeah.
Love her.
James's answer was, who is Ella Fitzgerald?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good answer, though.
Next question.
Okay.
This inductee into the Video Hall of Fame sold 17 million copies of a video cassette she released in 1982.
Okay, read it one more time, please.
This inductee into the Video Hall of Fame sold 17 million copies of a video cassette she released in 1982.
Who is Jane Fonda?
That is correct, Vinny! Oh my God! Vinny!
I was thinking like Madonna. Wait, how'd you get that?
It's her exercise videos.
It is. And you know what James Holzhauer's answer was? Who is Madonna?
Oh, shucks.
All right, Vinny, you win, but I'm going to keep going. Two more. I actually think you can get these. Both of these. I picked the easiest ones. In fact, I'll tell you what. I'll give you $10 if you get these next two right.
Okay.
All right? In 2018, this band didn't have a dime, but I always had a vision, always had high hopes. James Holzhauer got it wrong on Jeopardy.
Who is Panic at the Disco?
Panic at the Disco is the correct answer.
Say it again.
Didn't have a dime, but I always had a vision, always had high hopes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. You got to get this final one right. And remember, these are questions on Jeopardy.
Make you holla.
No, Mike, you holler. I'm giving it to you.
Oh, nice. I get a drink.
I don't even have it on me.
I get to have a drink.
So
what?
I don't have it.
You can't leave for a three-day weekend when you're standing us up and not give her the $10
I want her. You don't use your tickets and you don't have
$10. I'll PayPal you. I have no cash. Zero cash.
I don't do PayPal. You can Venmo me.
I'll Venmo you. No problem.
Unbelievable.
I know.
All right, Benny. Now, remember, these are questions that James Holzhauer got wrong on Jeopardy, and Vinny has so far gotten three out of four.
I don't know how he missed the Jane Fonda one, but okay.
You want Madonna. He's probably thinking like music videos.
I was.
Yeah. Permanent press is a process where fabric gets chemically treated to make it resistant to these.
What are wrinkles?
That is correct,
Vinny!
Oh,
wow! Vincent!
James Holzhauer said, what are stains?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He's missing,
so
you know what's funny? His head, he's missing the small stuff.
Yep.
The easy stuff.
You want another one?
Yeah.
Modern auto safety took a big step in 66 as LBJ signed bills mandating seatbelt and rupture-resistant Vs.
Rupture-resistant.
What are tires?
No.
Steering wheel?
No. What are fuel tanks? He said.
What
are airbags? Which in 66.
No, they didn't even have those.
Yeah, back then, right.
The rest of them are. This one maybe you know.
They
this
wouldn't
because
have had rupture-resistant tires either. That was a dumb answer.
Mm. Yeah, but you know, you're on
it's
the spot.
An answer, yeah.
It makes more sense than airbags since it was 1966.
Yeah, airbags wasn't. Okay.
One more. At the Montreal Jazz Festival, you might see smoke on the water of this Swiss lake's shoreline.
On the water, fire in the sky.
You're not asking, right? But you're not asking for the artist.
No, I'm asking for the name of the lake that the smoke appears on the water.
I don't have the lyrics in my head at the moment.
I don't even think they say.
Oh, they don't. Yeah, I don't know.
Lake Geneva is the name of the lake.
Where's that?
He said Lake Lucerne. Well, this is a Montreal Jazz Festival. Oh. So I guess but they do call it a Swiss lake.
Oh.
So I don't know. And I don't know the answer, and neither did James Holzhauer.
Neither do I.
We don't feel so stupid after all.
I picked the ones I thought you could get. I owe you $10. I'll Venmo you.
Venmo me.
Use that.
I'll get a Studio G today.
All right.
Oh, Jesus. From Studio Bad to Studio Goddamn. Or good, I guess.
Yeah.
Denise Richards,
love her.
Yes, she's great.
She's so good on The Housewives.
She's looking beat, though. Oh my God!
I wouldn't say that at all. I did look up her nose last night, though.
Oh, what's wrong with her nose?
It's just very small and thin. And so I looked up before and after her surgeries. Her nose was pretty spread out before.
Oh,
and
she got a nose job.
A couple.
Mm.
She's beautiful, though. She's very frank about stuff, Charlie and all the stuff. She's great on The Housewives. I hope they keep her.
Maybe it was just a bad picture I saw of her yesterday. Uh-oh, where I went, oh boy. Me and Brim were looking at it.
Well, she works
listen, I'm
a lot.
Super. Look,
she has a couple kids.
I couldn't
she's
hold a candle
stuff.
To her, but I sit here
None
on the radio,
can.
You know.
Well, yeah.
She's beautiful.
Why? And why are you going to talk bad about her?
I'm not. I'm actually going to talk just about something that she revealed on the Housewives of Beverly Hills. Did you see this episode?
Uh-huh.
She basically was talking about Charlie Sheen. She, you know, look, they have kids together, and she invited him to Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought, you know, everybody brings something to Thanksgiving. You might
a
be
pie.
In charge of the, sure, a pie, a side
Cherry
salad.
Pie, maybe.
Right. That yam and marshmallow thing that people bring. Green
Three
bean casserole,
yeah.
Right, whatever it is. Charlie brought a hooker.
That was his treat?
It wasn't really a gift for anyone except for himself, I guess. He left her in the driveway and went up to the door and was like, so I did bring a guest. She's in the driveway. And yes, she is a hooker. And she said, so Denise Richards looks at him like, you got to be kidding me. She says, I'll set an effing plate. Even a hooker deserves to have Thanksgiving dinner.
She totally said that. She's all, well, even a hooker, you know, needs to have Thanksgiving dinner.
She is a nice person.
Yeah, she's very special.
She set the table.
I know for a fact a million people would respond to that by saying, this is my Thanksgiving. I've planned a big day for my family, and you cannot bring a hooker to my dinner table. You lout.
You lout.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I mean, and she would be within her rights to say, of all the things I'd expect from you, I wouldn't expect a hooker on Thanksgiving.
Right.
Yeah.
God. Or you do. It's Charlie Sheen.
Well, you right. might expect
It wasn't
him...
even one of his wives or, you know, he's married some hookers.
You'd expect him to maybe drink too much or not watch his language at the table, but a hooker?
Yeah. So Charlie has apparently written a poem about it. I don't know if this is an olden time poem or one that he just wrote recently as a response to the fact that she told the story. And yes, we're going to hear this poem by Charlie Sheen. Yes.
Oh, Brian.
Her story regarding Thanksgiving is absolutely true. The turkey I brought was, in fact, a lady of the night and a bit of a harlot. The thighs were especially robust.
Wow.
That's the end. That's the whole poem.
Oh, that is so great. Love it.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, sorry.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
We got to snap our approval. Mm-hmm. Just thought, of course he did. Well, of course he did. He brought who he was with.
Jeez,
he didn't call her up special. He was like, hey, I'm going to Thanksgiving dinner at my wife's house. You want to come?
Right. I'll give you next to Hundy.
She might make you sit in the driveway the whole dinner, but you know, there's a chance she'll let you in. She's a nice lady.
She did the right thing, but you could see a parent saying, "Your kids are here, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, your freaking kids are here.
Yeah.
Do they have to?"
I'd be more like, "What's she wearing? Yeah. What is she wearing, Charlie? Like, is she dressed as a hooker?
Let me get her a house coat.
Yeah.
Right.
And let me burn that when she leaves." So, I don't know, a week ago, we saw an ad with Danny Trejo in it, Machete. Mm-hmm. And it's for erectile dysfunction.
Yeah. In which he's very careful not to say, I use this. He doesn't say he uses it.
He's saying it now.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, I guess, you know, enough people have asked him about it that he's saying he has erectile dysfunction. At times, he's saying, but listen, so here's the thing. So this is not a pill. This is not something you put under your tongue. This isn't, you know, some long-term treatment. This is a ring.
It's a wearable.
It is a wearable. He calls it wearable Viagra. And we saw it, and I personally have no idea how you use it. Like, does that go on the top, on the bottom? Like, where
does
that
go? The same question.
It goes on the bottom.
Goes around the...
the nuts?
Exactly. No, not around the balls, but...
just around the woohoo?
Right. Just around, yeah.
Around all three?
No, just the...
member.
Yeah, the main...
vein.
Right.
Just that, huh? I thought you were supposed to like squish
so
it all together.
Hold on. So does that mean it's adjustable in size? Because I would think that
like
area
it's...
varies greatly.
Mm-hmm.
I bet. I wonder if there's different sizes for that. But it's looks like it's rubber, mm-hmm. so it stretches and it's there to give
Oh, is it one of those little tiny rubber bands that can stretch way out?
Yeah, but it's open-ended, right?
Right, but I think the people who stretch the thing aren't the ones that would be of concern. It's the ones who are like, this thing keeps falling off me.
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean?
To like, a very inconvenient place.
They probably have micro sizes for that, right?
Aww. I don't know.
Yeah, like those little rubber bands that people put on their braces. Remember those?
Man.
Tiny little.
Oh.
Come on.
Listen, there's all shapes and sizes. Actor Danny Trejo has mm-hmm. revealed his struggle to perform in the bedroom during a recent interview. He claimed, every man on earth has experienced this. I'm not the only one.
He's right.
He told The Sun that more men should go public with their failures to launch. He says, every man on earth has experienced this. If you say no, you're lying. I'm calling you a liar. So there you go. Danny Trejo called you a liar. Now you don't have to hide it. That's my Danny Trejo.
I know. Very cholo of you.
Thank you very much. Especially in the Latino community where I'm from. Men don't talk about these things because we're supposed to be hunter-gatherer or some ass. Well, I hate hunting. He said that even a macho 25-year-old can have erectile dysfunction.
Oh, see, I didn't... Mm. I well...
If you're tired, if you've been working all night, it's late. Sometimes it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you've had too much whiskey, that's where my issue really...
Yeah, pink.
The only time I've ever had that is whiskey. But the other thing is, and I don't think this would help with that, but as a young person, I had to handle myself before I got to have sex in order to have any control.
Right. Mm. It would be over before it
Which
started.
Is unfortunate because you find yourself going, I can't just be ready to go at any time. Otherwise, I'm going to be too excited, and it's going to last 1 minute.
Mm.
One. Mm. Literally one.
Mm. Well, luckily
and
you knew the answer was handling
it. And nobody wants to be like,
it.
Don't move. Don't. Oh, God, you moved. It's over. You know what I mean? Like, that
well,
is.
What was your recovery time? Couldn't you have just
fast,
gone
fast, but that's not the point. The point is every guy wants to deliver. Like, I think every guy wants to be the best possible lay that a woman
Dudes
he's with has
seem to
ever
really care
had.
About that. Yeah. Girls care
well,
about that,
Well, I get disappointed. I'm like...
Right. Of really? Course you do. Of course really? You do.
So this is over now.
No guy
so
wants to be...
So this is how
be...
it's going
to
be every time.
Right. Can you handle stuff and then
yeah,
meet
out.
Me in an hour?
Yeah. Bye.
No guy wants that.
Mm-mm. Well...
Now, you could take it as a compliment and be like, man, this guy's into me.
I try, but it's just like... Mm.
But that's, you know, 16-year-olds, hey, we're just learning how to work the thing.
Oh, I'm getting to wrap it up.
No, don't wrap it up.
Oh, we gotta go. It's 6:30.
What's coming up in the news, Vin? We gotta go
it's
at 6:30 in the morning. Oh my God, this show is out of control already.
Tahoe Blue.
Oh.
Yes.
and more after these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday, you guys. All three-day weekend from noon to 5. Score a four-pack of Six Flags Discovery Kingdom tickets here on the Alice. Batman The Ride is now at Six Flags Discovery Kingdom, and Alice has tickets for Caller 9 at the queue all weekend long. Experience, check this out. This is the description of the ride. Experience a sensory overload as you flip head over heels and tumble through this mind-warping thrill coaster.
Wow.
Batman The Ride, all weekend long here on the Alice.
The Radio Alice Report.
Man, the ride one-upmanship.
I know.
At some point, it's going to be, this ride's going to kill you.
Yes.
You'll love it.
Welcome.
Sign this first.
Sheesh. This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART today and get started on a new healthy you.
All right.
855-JUMPSTART. Here's what's happening. It's Memorial Day weekend, everyone. There is a lot going on. I would suggest you go to RadioAlice.com to keep up on all the events of the weekend. The good people at the digital department, an extension of the Alice News Network, have compiled every possible thing that you could do this weekend here in town, out of town, and overseas.
Oh,
in case you want to take it to Europe.
From the North Pole to the South Pole.
Wherever you want to go.
Wherever you're going to go memorialize, people.
Right.
Bottle Rock and Carnival.
All happening.
Oh,
this Carnival. Weekend in the area. So anyway, RadioAlice.com has a list for you. Go check it out. I already mentioned this, but I'll re-mention it as your boys are hitting the road this weekend.
They are.
The roadways are going to be packed.
So I hear.
You're crazy.
I'm not going. I'm not crazy.
Plan a road trip for Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
I mean,
avoid the roads. That's the key.
The move is stay put. Mm. Enjoy your neighborhood.
Right. Go to Bottle Rock.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be on the road tomorrow. What am I talking about? I'm going to be on a long road trip. Huh?
Go up early. Can meet up with you early.
Yeah. Come to the house I'm staying at that I don't know the people that I might be murdered.
I don't think I'll do that.
You're staying with are murderers? They might murder me.
God. I'm not sure.
Who are these
enjoy
people?
Some music, have some food, and then I'm going to be on my way, sleep in my own bed. Thank you so much. I would prefer to get ripped with you and stay in some random house. I'm just not capable of doing that with any kind of responsibility.
Let's see. I'm getting the right wing of their house, so it should be fine.
You're getting a whole wing.
I think so. That's what it looks like in the picture they sent me.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I'm so excited.
Carnival.
Throw a party over there.
It looks like it says Harrison Street between 16th and 24th. There's a full-on parade and everything.
Yeah.
That's going to be beautiful, too. Carnival is all about just luscious colors. It's beautiful.
Costumes, half-naked people.
I bet you my...
I bet all my
Brazilian contingent are going to be at that.
Probably. My cousin
Susie
is coming to town just for Carnival.
Yeah.
I used to work Carnival growing up as a kid.
Oh, really?
Because my dad helped bring it to life.
Oh.
And so I used to have to work it.
Do you have some Brazilian in you?
I don't believe so. Thank you. I don't believe
it's
so.
It's one of those big Portuguese deals, though, that has definitely... Yeah. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
It's transcended, you know, just Brazil.
It's huge, yeah.
It's humongous. It's beautiful, though. It's people go crazy. You people, you Brazilians, you go crazy. They do.
So,
and the food, there's so much food.
Susie's going
to
be there?
You know what? I'll bet you Susie goes to... Well, you know, she lives in Sacramento, so maybe they have their own carnival thing going on.
Oh, right.
My cousin's listening. She goes, whoop, whoop, Carnival.
Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy, Letty. Go crazy, Letty. Carnival.
Businesses benefit greatly from the Memorial Day weekend as we spend more money on gas, hotels, tourist attractions, in grocery stores, bars, and nightclubs. All of those places, business is up. So
it's a big weekend.
Right. Party, party. Except for you. I don't know what you're doing. I guess you're going to be...
I'll party. Don't worry. After singing that AC/DC song earlier this morning at the top of my lungs, I'm definitely going to be rocking out
fun,
this weekend.
It?
Oh, God.
So good.
Feels so good.
We should play another one.
Oh, don't.
Well, Michael Martin's not here. So
what's gotten into you guys? What are you, crazy?
As if you can't just turn on the radio and listen to us.
He's busy. He's super busy. He's off on Fridays. And I don't think he's off. I think he's elsewhere.
He's got the radio.com app.
But he doesn't. He knows we're okay. He's like, oh, those guys are number one. We'll just leave them alone.
That's true. Thank you, Michael.
Dublin is once again California's fastest growing city. And Dublin. Man, we are like The View today.
Oh, more than most days.
Dublin, once again, California's fastest growing city.
Oh, congratulations.
The population increased 4.5% between 2017 and 2018.
Wow. It's a lot. It's a lot of traffic in Dublin.
I say the population...
Is that the tri-city thing, like Dublin, Livermore, and Pleasanton?
I think so, yeah. I've been to down... I think I went for an interview at a radio station there, and it's a downtown area right there.
It says, yes, you were right, Livermore and Pleasanton. Livermore's population went up about 200 residents, but not nearly as much as Dublin did. Mm. And Pleasanton lost 400 residents.
Well, they moved over to Dublin.
Dublin's done a great job, better than most, putting in new housing and...
Any idea what the population is there right now?
Let me see. With an estimated population just shy of 65,000 last year.
Wow.
It's the only California municipality to crack the top 15 U.S. cities for resident population change over that period.
Wow.
Yeah, that's... You know what's a bummer? And I realize that growth is good and I guess, or whatever. The people who've lived there forever are probably crying as they watch this change happen too fast.
And their roads just fill with
traffic. It's crushing, yeah. When you find yourself going, am I in traffic on a road that I've driven for 25 years and now I'm in traffic?
And it's 2 p.m. on a Wednesday and I'm in traffic?
I mean, usually neighbors or towns like that, including my own, there's a 3 p.m. traffic crunch, which is the school time, but in between you should have none.
Right.
And then a little bit again after, you know, work time. But I'm sure the long-time residents of Dublin do not appreciate the growth.
No.
They can't.
Our town. What's happening to our town?
This next story comes to us from the SF Gate website. I think it was on the cover of the Chronicles. Double check. But anyway, Tahoe is looking good. Keeping
Tahoe
very blue. The Lake Tahoe clarity is improved by 10.5 feet in the last year.
Oh.
Which is
what
great.
What does that mean? Just how far down into it you can see?
Oh, it's on the cover of the Merc, too. Well,
let's have a look at this.
And look at the snow-capped mountains.
Oh, look how gorgeous that is. Yeah, I mean, that must be clarity from the surface down or something.
Yeah, in the water.
Yeah.
The water clarity.
It is. That lake is... There's no wonder that the traffic there sucks.
You know what? When I saw this, I thought
it's
of
beautiful.
Our boy Hooman. I couldn't help, but I thought of it a couple times when he was like, I need to go into the bay, but I have to hire help to
get me in the
water.
Right. He wants to do some floating stuff for his back, like no pressure.
Yeah. Which sounds amazing.
He should just get one of those. He should get his bed out of his house and get one of those isolation tanks or whatever those are. Sensory deprivation tanks. That's what he needs. Just float. Just float.
Just go. He lives right there. Walk from your house down to the water.
You can't do that, Finny.
And walk into it.
No.
Then you just lay there and float.
He needs people.
He needs people.
How do you...
I need people
where do you even
to get
find
me in the Wawa.
A coach that is willing to...
Oh, believe
me,
if you're willing to pay for it, people will come out of the woodwork. Yeah,
I'm
an expert in that.
You want me to push you into the water and watch you?
Don't push me.
No, you're going to hold. They hold you up. There's a place in San Carlos that I looked up, and they hold you up.
So you they stand there in the water and hold you up while you're floating.
Yes.
And the thank you, Josh Groban. And that he's saying that because the water's so cold,
you just lean and twist your body, and they hold you.
Oh,
because the water's so cold.
It help reduce inflammation, and then it's, you're weightless, more or less, in the water, you know, so that there's no pressure on your, mm-hmm. your horizontal.
No, I got all that part. I don't get the part where you got to get help to go into the water. It's free.
Apparently, you can't pay
the sea lions
to hold you up.
I get if you're going to go surfing, you got to get a surfboard, and you got to get a wet. So there's some costs involved. But if you're just going to lay there in the water. And what does he live in the marina? How far is he from the water?
Five blocks.
Mm-hmm. He's one of those people, and I kind of identify with this, that you need an appointment.
Yes.
You need, otherwise you're not going to go.
No.
Oftentimes, I will not do anything, but if I have an appointment with someone, you better believe I'm going to be there.
I 100% agree
with that.
Unfortunately,
it comes with $100 cost.
Of my own free will, but if I have to make an appointment and I'm going to pay for it whether I show up or not, I'm going to show up.
Right.
Oh,
he's one of those people.
All right. Well, anyway.
And apparently he can afford it working 2 days a week.
Yeah. You know, he must have some mystery source of income,
I know.
Mom.
I highly recommend he go do it in Tahoe because the water clarity is...
Mwah! And it's freezing.
It'd be perfect for him.
It would be.
And look, here's a picture of a spot he can do it where he wouldn't have any problem.
He could lay on those rocks.
Yeah. It's perfect.
God, that looks so beautiful.
I know. Tahoe's looking good right now.
Tahoe is so gorgeous. Even just when you're in a boat in the middle of Tahoe, you look down, the water is actually just dark blue as opposed to, I don't know, brown.
Muddy.
Yeah, whatever color water is when you
look down. You should buy a house there.
Why? So the snow can stop falling?
Good point.
You're welcome, everyone. I did miss my house this year when you had your 100 feet of snow.
I don't have to tell you guys. People in Massachusetts are weird. JK. Anyway, this story, is from Marlboro, Massachusetts.
Oh, Marlboro.
You know it?
Sure. Yeah. It's just a town.
Okay.
West of Boston.
Is it near Bridgewater?
No, it's, it's out like the 495.
All right.
Marlboro.
There's a 44-year-old guy named Nate Roman in Marlboro, Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, Nate. I know that guy.
Nate.
Ooh, nice. Oh. Nice.
He came home with his son last week and noticed the back door was open and someone had broken into the house.
Uh-oh.
When he got inside, he realized nothing was stolen and instead the house got cleaned. Every room was cleaned and organized, and the house smelled like cleaning products. The burglars had even done some origami on the toilet paper and left like a rose shape at the very end of the roll.
They broke in and cleaned?
Toilet paper origami.
But
Nate's best theory is it must have been a cleaning crew that got the wrong house, and I'd left the back door open, so they just... let themselves in.
Oh, you don't even report that.
Clean
my
whole
house.
You just
hope they keep making that mistake.
He says, I'm never going to forget to lock my door again because even though nothing was damaged, nothing was taken, it's creepy that they completely... Oh, there it is.
Oh, look at that. It's beautiful. They did. It's a gorgeous origami rose.
On the end
of the
toilet paper.
I don't even know how you do that. Boy, that's a waste of toilet paper.
That took a while.
I can still use it, I'm sure.
You know, maybe this is
someone...
You can't
wipe with that.
Why not?
You're going to run a mark right across the front of the rose?
Yep,
yeah,
the
and throw it away.
Yep, drop it in the old pot.
What are you going to do, save it?
Oh.
Well,
they'll do another one in 2 weeks.
Yeah, listen, leave that back door open. Or, you know, maybe the thing is somebody who visited him recently was like, oh, what a pigsty this place is. I'm going to break in and... I'm gonna clean this place. Mm. Sometimes people are so, you know, they're very OCD and they can't, like, if I'm gonna visit this guy again, I'm gonna have to clean this place.
I did that.
What?
Yeah.
You broke in and cleaned someone's
house?
Well,
I didn't break in, but I was like, give me the keys. I need to clean your place. Scrubbed his toilet, scrubbed his bathtub.
Who's this?
This dude.
What dude?
Is it the Washaka guy?
No. No, there's some other guy that.
Guys are just gross. I don't know.
It was then that
realize.
I think he went, I'm going to marry you.
Oh, and you're like, no, you're not. It's too small.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the guy?
One of the guys, yeah.
Oh, one of the guys? You had multiple guys with small ones?
Two.
How'd you let that happen?
Oh, three.
Oh, wow. Well, you didn't marry those guys.
Yeah. Anyway, no, I would not use the rose origami toilet paper. I believe that would leave crumblies behind, and I don't, I'm not, that's
You're
not okay.
You're anti-butt crumblies?
I don't want butt dust. Mm. Do you?
Oh, I love it. It's great.
Gross.
Oh. Fart and leave a cloud? Come on.
Gross.
That's right, it's Friday.
Sarah!
I just said that. I
Come
said that.
Come on.
Our text...
Why'd I go there? I don't know. It's Friday.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Holiday.
3-day weekend.
Apparently, you can wear that ring around one or all three.
Oh, that
so
one is
any
adjustable.
Any possible way you can make the thing fit.
Whichever way it works.
According to 650, right?
Oh, good. Well, just put it on any way you want.
Thank you,
no
Danny
rules.
Trejo.
Oh, you're welcome. Damn, you say it.
Happy Friday, Radio Fam. Can I give a big shout out to my wife, Cindy Grace? Today we celebrate our 21st anniversary.
Oh, boy. Congratulations.
Rent partnering has never been so much fun. Also, today marks her last day as a homeschooling mom.
Oh.
She's been at it for the last 10 years.
Wow. So the kids are going off to high school or something? Or
next year, our youngest son will join his brother as a freshman at Santa Teresa High School. Go Saints.
Oh, wow. You know that area.
Great job, babe. Thanks so much, Alice. Uh-huh. Yeah, I do. I lived right there for years. Couple, anyway.
At that Santa Teresa High School? That was the high school?
Mm-hmm. That's
the one that would let out and all the traffic would be out.
Oh, God.
And all the kids making
would
out.
Be making out. They just stand right on the sidewalk
Sucking
there.
Face.
Going for it.
Mm.
What the?
Well, teenage hormones. No I place know. To go.
Well, go behind a tree.
Now, you need to show your other friends at school
that you're
getting
some.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
All right.
Kids making out at their lockers. I was like, oh, who are you trying to impress?
We're all impressed.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with the 50 greatest pop star tweets of all time. Just kidding. I won't get to all 50, but there are some funny ones.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.